Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Studio Lounge interviews at America's Credit Union's GAC, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Correlation, Smart Vault, Despite Impossible, Connective, Q2, Acuvo, and Advantage.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the GAC here in Washington, D.C., put on by the fine folks at from America's Credit Unions. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Global Women's Leadership Network's very own Elena Giacomopoulos. How are you, Elena? Good to see you.
Well, thank you for having me, Mike.
You are welcome. You are welcome. Oh, my goodness. So, you guys have a big luncheon today, probably in about 2 or 3 hours here, so I don't want to keep you too long, but share with me what's going to be happening in the luncheon today.
Well, we have a lot of good stuff happening at the luncheon. The most important, I think, is we're going to be recognizing 15 years or celebrating or starting the official celebration of 15 years for GWLN officially this summer. But with that, we just want to bring people on and just share the energy and highlight some of our findings and just recognize a lot of amazing people and volunteers that have helped us get to the 15 years, right? Because they believe and they want to support and they want to continue supporting.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
All right, celebrating the 15-year anniversary. Okay. What did Global Women's Leadership look like in the beginning compared to now? How did, you know, maybe share some milestones or some highlights that have made this wonderful organization what it is today?
Well, we have a lot happening. It's one of our presenters today will be sharing some findings. We worked with a consultant to look over what we've done over the years and how we can evolve the program going forward and what that entails. And, you know, some of the findings are really quite interesting. We still have a lot of great work to do, and we still all have to collectively work together to be able to elevate more women, right? I think the important thing to look at is things are a little different in the U.S. system, right, versus other systems, because we look at all the systems, and we know that, you know, from findings from America's Credit Unions, where women are in leadership roles in the U.S. system. But more importantly, what I was kind of shocked about, actually, with her findings, was that looking ahead to 2030, there were countries in Africa that were going to be better positions. We were going to have more women in leadership roles there than the U.S. system.
Okay.
All right, which for me was quite shocking to tell
so
you the truth.
So we can look to them to find out what they're doing and then bring it back here.
Right. And honestly, today with the luncheon, we're going to, you know, we have one of our sister society leaders coming from Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh, cool.
Sharing her story. She's been a co-leader for 10 years. And I'm very excited this year because we have two of our four scholars for 2024. And one is from Kenya. And one is coming to us from Indiana, by way of Guatemala. And these are two women who were among 85 applicants. This was a record number of applications this year for the scholarship. It was tough. We awarded four. And these women will be attending the World Credit Union Conference this summer. So they're going to be joining us. So it gives inspiration, just keeps popping up in my mind today. It's just a day full of inspiration.
It sounds like a good problem to have when you have that many applicants, for sure. And to boot, you'll be celebrating the 15th anniversary in Boston this summer.
Yes, we will.
Big celebration, for sure.
We will. We have a lot of our international partners that are very excited to be part of it, especially the systems that have been very supportive, right? Our Brazilian contingent, you know, our Asian partners, our African. I mean, basically every continent,
the globe. Good for you. Good for you to bring this big world together in this area. I want to talk sister societies a little bit here because I remember when I first was introduced Global Women's Leadership Network, that was just getting going, but now recently it has just exploded in a good way. So share with me an update.
It has. We have. I mean, right now it is over 160 on the six continents, right? Not all are active the same, right? Because we've had a lot of changes in leadership roles and transitions, right? So some of them are relaunching or restarting or remorphing, excuse me. And I think the most important thing is them connecting with each other and learning from one another, right? A couple weeks we'll be launching in Tennessee and launching jointly. We're doing a hybrid launch, actually, in person and virtual, because they have partners in Europe as well. So I'm very excited about that. Yeah.
Okay.
Going to Canada then in early May for a relaunch with their national system as well. And then looking to reboot a couple and support a couple of our sister sites in Asia in the fall. But you know, one step at a time, because although the guidelines and the structure is pretty much similar, right, based on what we provide, it differs from country to country, right?
Yeah.
And the important thing is for them to look at the issues that are impacting women in their area and how they can morph the needs of their sister society in their area to help make a greater impact for women locally.
No doubt. Yeah, you guys are, again, you guys, it goes without saying, you're doing such a tremendous job, because that luncheon that's going to happen here in a couple of hours is going to be jam-packed, I guarantee it, obviously. Like you said, it's filled to capacity, so that's a great, great sign.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's good, and it's wonderful to see who will be there and recognize all the amazing people, right? Like, I don't do this alone, right? I have a big volunteer network, and one of the problems I have, which is a good problem, is I have people say, you know, how can we help more? We need to do more. How can we help more? And I hear that many times from female leaders, male leaders, you know, non-binary leaders. Doesn't matter, right? I hear it across the board from everyone.
Yeah.
So
I think somebody's calling you right now.
Yeah, I think.
Sometimes lunch.
So I think it's a good problem to have.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, oh no, most definitely. And I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things that I really appreciate about the Global Women's Leadership Network is not only do you highlight just incredible women doing some incredible things in this industry, but it's the soon-to-be leaders, the up-and-coming leaders that see these women and the incredible things that they're doing that inspires them to want more, to go after that CEO position or go after that CFO position, whatever. I think that's what gives me goosebumps.
It gives me goosebumps too, because I receive emails from women, or I get calls from women after speaking at an event or sharing a story from someone in our network,
right,
or even, you know, my story of where I was and how I evolved and whatever. And the women, you know, it does give you goosebumps when she says, you know, I took the information that I got at that event and I went back to my boss and I asked for a raise and I got it.
Yeah.
Thank you, GWLN. Mm-hmm. And it just makes you clapped. It does.
Well, it goes, hey, you know, we're fulfilling our mission here, right? So, and I think it's kind of this indirect mentorship, right? So, which is so, so cool that we have a lot of in this industry, for sure. All right.
Yeah.
Anything else, Lena, before I get, I know you have a busy morning because you got to go upstairs and prep
ready
for the lunch, but anything else to add before I let you go?
Just keep thinking about how you can help elevate more women around you.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is not to make everyone a CEO, right? Our job is to help elevate more women to leadership roles and help them advance. And the power of the network, we're going to stay on that word. We talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
We have many times, right? There are four words in the name of this program. I am biased towards the word global just because of my experience. But the network piece is a big part.
Yes.
And it isn't just about the connections. It is about the longer term relationships that truly help you build and grow.
Right.
And
right.
using the power of the network.
Exactly. Well, the network helps the other three words, makes those other three words work really, really well. So good stuff. All right, Lena, anything else to add before I let you go?
Thank you. CUwomen.org. And see you all at the lunch this afternoon.
Okay. We'll put stuff in the show notes. And also, we'll see you this summer at the World Creighton Conference in Boston for the big celebration, the big 15-year celebration.
Yes.
So good stuff.
Yes,
all right, Lena, thank you so much. Congrats on all the success. And have fun this afternoon at the luncheon.
I will. I intend to. Thank you.
Word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.